This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abam, Daf HaShavua, Masechta, Yevamos, Daf Chav Zayin, Amir Aleph. They didn't say Yevamos was difficult for nothing. So, B'schus HaRabim, we should be zoichet to understand this Gemara. I think we're going to have to read the Rashi's here. So, last week, we learned about a case. Rava Bar Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, you have three sisters who are Yevamos that fall to two brothers who are Yevamin. We say the first brother, Yehuda does Chalitza to one and Yisachar does Chalitza to the other. However, once Bilah falls, so let's say Yehuda does Chalitza to Rachel and Yisachar does Chalitza to Leah, and Bilah, they both do Chalitza, and the reason they both do Chalitza is because it's considered a Chalitza Psula, which according to Rashi means that since you cannot have done Yibum, therefore the Yiba, the Chalitza is not in lieu of the Yibum, and therefore all the Chalitza does is it removes the Zika to you, and therefore both brothers have to do Chalitza. So the Gemara had a kasha, if that's the case, then they both brothers should have to do Chalitza both to Rachel and Leah. And the Gemara says, Einechanami, if they fell b'vasachas, they would have to do Chalitza to Rachel and Leah. We're talking about where they fell b'zacharzeh. Says, Ahilag Gemara, Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, Chavav Amad Beis, Echad Choylitz Lekulan, one brother, Yehuda, could do Chalitza to all the sisters. Michti, says the Gemara, Shaminan Leila Shmuel, we can infer that Shmuel holds the Amar Chalitza Ma'aliyah Be'inan. We need a superior Chalitza. The Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Chalatz La'achoyos, if you do Chalitza to the sisters, Le'niftaru Tzorois, you do not exempt the Tzorois. What's the case, says Rashi? Shtei Achoyos Shenaflu Lefanim Shnei Achim. Two sisters that fall to Levi from two brothers. Reuven and Shimon were married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven was married to Rachel, Shimon was married to Leah, Reuven was married to Etzara, Shimon was also married to Etzara, and V'chol Achas Sarasa Ima, Rashi says, V'chol Atz La'achoyos, if you do Chalitza to the sisters, Lo Niftaru Tzarais, and it does not exempt Etzarais. Why? Because could you have done Yibam to the sisters? Oh no, because each sister, what is? Achos Zukukasai. Since you cannot have done Yibum, what you do is you do Chalitza to the Tzorois, v'yiftaru Achoyos. Aye, but you couldn't have done Yibum to the Tzorois either, because just like the sisters were Achos Zukukasai, the Tzorois were Tzorois Achos Zukukasai, which is also Drabban. In the same way, Achos Zukukasai is like Achos Ishtai, L'chayrat Tzorachs. Achas Ukukasai should be like Tsaras Achas Ishtai. So the Gemara, the Rashi says, V'yavagav the Tsaras Nami have a boy loy have a miyabim. Even though for the Tsaras, if you wanted, you could not have done Yibam miu kal isura mishal achoyos. Nevertheless, their isur is more lenient than the sisters. Hilkach afchalitzasan mushubachas. Therefore, even their chalitza is praiseworthy, is more valuable. In other words, the Isser of the Tzorais is more lenient than the sisters. So too, their Chalitza is more Meshubach than their sisters. V'hachi Mefarash the Kaman. This is really, I believe, the second explanation of the Gemara coming up. So really, you couldn't have done Yibam to the Tzorais, but at least the Isser to the Tzorais is only Tzoras Achos Kukasai, as opposed to the sisters, which is Mamish Achos Kukasai. And therefore, whenever you have the opportunity to do a inferior chalitza or a superior chalitza, you want to do the superior chalitza. So once we know that Shmuel holds you have to do the superior chalitza, so then how could you say that one brother does chalitza to everyone? Hecha dekaima chalitza de shemain chalitza kshera. When the chalitza of Shemayin stands as a chalitza kshera. Meaning like this. What's the case? The case is that the first woman who, right? You have three sisters that fall to two Yevamim. So the first sister that falls to Reuven, that's a Chalitza, Keshera to Reuven. Then the second sister falls to Shimon, that's a Chalitza Keshera to Shimon, because this woman to Shimon is not Achois anything. To Reuven, she's Achois Chalutzasai, but to Shimon, it's not Achois anything. Hecha de Kaima Chalitza de Shimon Chalitza Keshera. We're the Chalitza of Shimon to, we'll call her Leah, was the Chalitza Keshera, Lachlitz Lishnia, Shehulai Chalatz Rishaina. So for Shimon to do Chalitza, it's a Chalitza Keshera. Chalatz La Reuven Chalitza Psula. You're going to allow Reuven to do a Chalitza Psula? If for Shimon to do Chalitza to the second woman, it's a Chalitza Keshera. So how, which is an a superior, right? For Shimon to do Chalitza, it's a superior Chalitza. How are you going to let Reuven get away with a inferior Chalitza? Says the Gemara. Says Rashi, Chalat saw Reuven Chalitza Psula B'tmiya. With the wonder, Reuven Shechalitz Rishayna. Reuven, who did Chalitza to the first one, V'havia hach achois chalutzasai, and this was an achois chalutzasai, V'loi chalitza ma'al yahi. This is not a good Chalitza, K'deshimoin, like Shimon's Chalitza, the Zika great Sahi, which is only Zika, so therefore, how could Reuven do Chalitza? Reuven did Chalitza to the first one, but how could he do it to the second one? It says Gemara, "May echad chalitza l'kulan." What does it mean? Reuven does Chalitza to everyone. What would that mean? It says the Gemara, "May echad chalitza l'kulan nami deka amar aem sa'as." It means Reuven does Chalitza to the middle one. Reuven does Chalitza to Rachel. Shimon does Chalitza to Leah, and Bilah, it's back to Reuven. So Gemara asks, but that doesn't fit into the Lashon, v'hakulan ka'amar. But it says he does to all of them. Nah, kivan deruba gabei kari le kulan. Since he's doing to most of them, it's called kulan. Now, why is Reuven allowed to do chalitza to Bilah? Isn't it a chalitza psula? Because Bilah is achos chalutzasai. So we're about to learn that Shmuel is of the opinion that when you have a superior chalitza versus an inferior chalitza, then you have to go to the superior one. But if they're both equally inferior, then either one could do chalitza. Says Rashi, "I am tsaas kolaymer hashlishis." The third one, la'achar shechalat Shimon l'shnia, after Shimon does chalitza to the second one, shehi al shneyan achos chalitza, chalutza. She is to both of them an achos chalutza. Ushneim shavin ba, and they're both equal to her. V'kasabar chalitza psula, ein sri chalachzar kol ha'achim. Shmuel holds that an inferior chalitza, you do not have to go to all the brothers. Why is it kulan? Kivan deruba gabei, sh'achilitz l'shishis chalatza beis. The one who does chalitza to the third, did chalitza to two. Okay, that's the first answer of the Gemara. The second answer of the Gemara is if you want, you could say, Ki ka'amar Shmuel chalitza ma'al yabinan. When did Shmuel say you need a good chalitza? Hani mili lemiftar tsarasa. You know when Shmuel said you need a good chalitza and chalitza psula doesn't work? That is, if you have two women that fall to a yavam, he has to do a good chalitza as opposed to an inferior one. If the sister falls and the tzara falls, he has to do it rather to the tzara than to the sister. Because whenever you have two women that fall, an inferior chalitza will not pater a woman who has a greater degree of zika. That's when two women fall. But when you have one woman to two brothers, then Shmuel holds the inferior chalitza could exempt a brother. Meaning, you cannot compare a bad chalitza, which Shmuel says does not pater the other woman, to a bad chalitza that does pater the other brother. Bad chalitza paters a other tzara, but bad chalitza does not pater a brother. Says Rashi, Lemiftar tsara, kidek amrinon loy niftaru tsara is. Well, I'm sorry, let's read the Lashon of the Gemara in Sarvi. By saying, ki kamar shmol chalitza ma'alya b'inan, when does shmol say you need a good chalitza, hanimila miftar tsarasa to exempt the tsara of a miftar on navsha, but to pater her, pachra, she's pater, says Rashi, b'chalitza d'choldehu, with any chalitza, hilkoch echad chalitza the gimel, therefore one brother could do chalitza to all three, hecha d'leket tsaras b'hadayu, provided that we're not dealing with any tsaras. Okay. Gufa, we said earlier, Amar Shmuel, Chalatz la'achoyos le'niftaru tzareis. If you do chalitza to the sisters, you don't pater the tzara. Letzareis, if you do chalitza to the tzareis, niftaru achoyos, you pater the sisters. Chalatz le'balas haget. Let's say like this, two women fall to somebody from one brother. And the Yavam gives a get to one of them. So that woman who has a get has a weaker Zika. And if you do Chalitza to her, it doesn't pater the Tzara. But if you do Chalitza to the not Balas HaGet, it would pater the Tzara. Says the Gemara, Chalatz Balas HaGet lo niftar tzara. If you give Chalitza to the one who received the get, now we know a get does not exempt Zika at all, because a get is, if you have Zika, you need Chalitza. However, since a get, since a Yavama looks like an Isha, so we say if you give her a get, then you cannot do Yibam to her anymore, but you did not exempt the Zika, so you have to do Chalitza. But her Zika has been somewhat weakened. And since her Zika has been somewhat weakened, therefore you better give Chalitza to, what did I do here? You better do Chalitza to the one who has the stronger Zika, not the one who has the weaker Zika. So you better do Chalitza to the Balas Ha, the non-Balas HaGet, so that's what it says, Cholatz HaBalas HaGet Lo'i Niftar HaTzara. If you did Chalitza to the Balas HaGet, you don't exempt the Tzara. Letzara Niftar HaBalas HaGet. If you do to the Tzara, you pater the Balas HaGet. Rashi. LeBalas HaGet. Beis Yivam, Beis Yivam, Smeach Echa from one brother, V'nosan Yavam, Get La'achas, Mehen, and the Yavam gives the Get to one of them, Shuv in Chalitza, so Higenes Kol Kach. Then the Chalitza is not so proper. The Lakisha Zikasa, the Zika is weak. V'im Chalatzla, if you give Chalitza to her, Le'nifter Atzara, you do not exempt Atzara. However, says the Gemara, Chalatzla Balas Hamaymar, if you do Chalitza, new case, two women fall to a Yavam. And you give maimer, you do maimer to one of them. Chalatz lebalas maimer. Asa maimer ba'achas menashei achiv. If you do maimer to one of two wives of your brother, hames who died, v'yachir kach chalatz la. So in other words, we know that maimer also, it doesn't accomplish anything really midaraisa, because maimer is kedushin. And these women need Yibam, not Kiddushin. But since you started some type of relationship, so we say when you do Maimer to one, the Chalitza on the Balas HaMaimer does not work as well as it does on the one you didn't do Maimer to. So if you do Chalitza to the Balas HaMaimer, you don't pater the Tzara. SheChalitza zu eina poteres legamri. This Chalitza does not exempt entirely, because she still needs a get for her Maimer. Like we're going to learn on Daf Nun, Asa Maimer v'Chalatz, you still need a get. Even if he does give a get after the Chalitza, v'Avagav diyav lo get, acher the Chalatz la, hu de mahanya. Even though you give her a get, it only helps after you do Chalitza. Avot tsarasa tzricha Chalitza, but her tsara needs Chalitza. But if you do Chalitza to the Tzara, it paters the Balas HaMaimer from Chalitza, and that woman does not need a get for the Maimer. In other words, if you do Chalitza to the Balas HaMaimer, she still needs a get. So since she still needs a get, then the Chalitza doesn't pater the Tzara. But if you do chalitza to the non-balas ha-maimer, then that would pater the tzara, because now the tzara does not even need a get. In all these cases, when you have a choice of doing one of two chalitzas, you need it to do to the one that has more zika. Okay. Says the Gemara. Maishna la'achayos. Now we're going to have a following question. Why is it that if you do chalitza to the sisters, the lay niftaru tzarais, you don't exempt the tzara? Why? Da'havi'loi achos isha bezika. Because these women who you're doing chalitza to are the wife, or the sister of the woman who is zakuk to you. So by the same token, if you do chalitza to the tzarais, it shouldn't pater the sisters, because the tzarais are also, you're giving them a chalitza psula, because you can't do ibam. The same way it's a chalitza, yeah? The same way you can't do a chalitza to, the same way you can't do chalitza to the sister, because the sister is chalitza psula, because he can't do ibam. You shouldn't be able to do chalitza to the tzara, because it's also a chalitza psula, because you can't do ibam. The havilu tzaras achos isha bezika. Says the Gemara, no, kasabar Shmuel ain't zika. Shmuel holds there's no zika, and therefore it's not tzaras achos zukukasai. I've amar Shmuel yesh zika, but we know Shmuel already said yesh zika on daf yud chesam ad beis. No, ledivrei ha'omer ain't zika. Here, Shmuel is saying his din according to the man d'amar ain't zika. Well, if ain't zika, then why is it a chalitza psula when you do chalitza to the sisters? It's not achos kukasa, yachi chalatz achos, am I loy niftaru tzarais? Why, when you do chalitza to the tzarais, to the sisters, does it not pater the tzarais? So, bishlama tzara de Rachel, loy tiftar. Meaning, if we're going to learn now ain't zika, then why should you not be able to do chalitza to the sisters and pater the tzaras? Look at Rashi. If you wanted to do yibam loy matzi, you couldn't. Therefore, the chalitza is weak. So then, in that case, the question is, they shouldn't pater the tzaras, because it's tzaras achos. In other words, if you do chalitza to the tzaras, it shouldn't work, because it's tzaras achos kukahi. Vasira livumi, you can't do yibam. The tzara b'makim erva kaima. The tzara stands in the place of an erva. So Gemara asks, but Shmuel holds yesh zika b'perek beis. Ah, and now the Gemara says, well, if he holds ein zika, then why, if you do chalitza to the sisters, it's a full-fledged chalitza? Now, we have to back to the Gemara. The Gemara is asking, why, if you do chalitza to the tzara, does it not pater the... Why, if you do chalitza to the sisters, does it not pater the tzara? Chalatz achayos amaylein iftaru tzarais. Bishlama tzara de Rachel. I understand the tzara of Rachel, because the case is you first did chalitza to Leah. Now, when you did chalitza to Leah, you could have done yibum to Leah, because there's no zika. And if you do chalitza to Leah, it paters Leah's tzara. But when you do chalitza to Rachel, I understand why it doesn't pater Rachel. Why? Because since you did chalitza to Leah, and then you did chalitza to Rachel, the chalitza of Rachel is a chalitza psula, because you couldn't do yibam to Rachel. Why? Because it's achos chalutzasoi. So I understand why it doesn't pater tzaras Rachel. El tzar de Leah ti pater, but if you do at least the tzara of Leah, it should pater. Meaning, I understand why it doesn't pater the tzara of Rachel, because the tzara of Rachel had to her tzara done a chalitza psula. Says Rashi, "Bishlama tzara de Rachel chalitza b'achrein olay tiftel chalitza de Rachel grua havei." The chalitza of Rachel is a chalitza grua. Di boy libun loy matzi. You couldn't have done yibum. The achis chalitzasi he. El tzara de Leah ti pater. The chalitzas Leah ksheir, the chalitzas of Leah is kosher. The Abba by Masi, because you could have done Yibam, because we're in the Man Damar Ein Zika. Says the Gemara, Mailoi Niftaru Tsaris, what does it mean it doesn't pata the Tsara, Nami the Kamar, at Tsara the Rachel? It means it doesn't pater the tzara of Rachel, but it does pater the tzara of Leah. Ivat tzarais kamar, but it says it doesn't pater the tzarais. Doesn't that mean the tzaras of Leah and the tzaras of Rachel? Tzarais da alma. It's going on the tzaras of the Velt Arayin. Kaloimar says Rashi kol hecha de misrami kahai gavna. Any similar situation, the tzara of the second one you do chalitza to would not be pater. But it's not going on two tzaris, it's going on every single time such a scenario happens. Says the Gemara, Yihachi chalatz letzarais nifteru achayais. If so, when you do chalitza to the tzarais, it paters achayais. Why would that be? If you do chalitza to the tzara, let's say to Leah, tzaras Leah, then I understand Leah is pater. Why? Because you could have done yibum to the tzara of Leah. But wait a second. But why when I do chalitza to Rachel, Does it pater the tzara? V'atzaras Rachel mi miftara. It doesn't pater the tzara of Rachel. Why? Because Rachel is basically a tzaras Rachel got a chalitza psula. V'atnan asar adam b'tzaras kroivas chalutzasai. A person is prohibited to the tzara of the relative of his chalutza. Meaning, when you do chalitza to Leah, right, we're saying, Ihachi chalatz litzarois niftaru achayos. If you do chalitza to the tzarois, the sister is pater. Why? Why is it tzara of Rachel pater? Bishlama. Let's see Rashi. Chalatz letzaras nitrachos b'tmiyah d'chi chalatz letzaras achos hachalutza. When you do chalitza to the tzara of the sister of the chalutza, niftara achos hachalutza, is that going to pater the sister of the chalutza? Atzara d'racha mi miftara? Achalitza d'tzara, meaning if you do chalitza to the tzara, mi miftara Rachel, is Rachel going to be pater? Now Rabbi, say, help me out here. Who are you doing chalitza to? You're first doing chalitza to the tzara of Leah. Yeah? Then what? Are you doing chalitza to the tzara of Rachel? Or the question is, how by doing, l'chor are you doing chalitza to who?
I thought the first one is doing chalitza to Leah, and then you're doing the chalitza to the tzara of Rachel.
But isn't it saying chalatz l'tzarais nifteru achayos? If you do chalitza to the tzarais, oh, you mean it's going on what the Gemara just said? That what? Explain this to me.
The second case by Rachel, it doesn't make a difference if you do chalitza to Rachel or to her tzara. It's still, you have a problem because it's still tzaras kravas chalutzasa. Once Leah has chalitza, or even Leah's. Sorry, it doesn't make a difference. You have the same issue. There's no yibum. You're not allowed to do yibum there to the tzara either.
Mm-hmm. So one second. So how do we read the case? You did chalitza. If you do chalitza to the sister, you don't pater the tzara. Why not? Let's get Shmuel's statement. Shmuel said, if you do chalitza to the sister, you don't pater the tzara. Now, we're in the world of Ein Zika. And why, if you do chalitza to the sister, do you not pater the tzara? Right? We're saying if you do chalitza, let's get the cheshbon.
You do chalitza to Leah.
Yeah.
And Rachel and her already established you can't do chalitza to rachel because that's achayis chalitza. But you have the same problem.
You can't do chalitza. So again, slow. What are the two cases? If you do one case, what does work, and one case doesn't work? So
both don't work. That's the question. Leah gets chalitza. Now you're left with Rachel and her tzara. So the first Gemara tried to say, if you do chalitza to Rachel, it's a problem.
Didn't the Gemara say Maishna? The Gemara said, why if you do chalitza to the sisters, you're not pater the tzara? It's because it's achis isha. The tzara is also. It's Sarah's Achas Isha. So Gemara said, Ein Zika. That's the only reason why it works to the Tzara. Yeah? So the Gemara said, if so, then why does it work? Why does it not work to the sister? So what's the answer? It only doesn't work to Tzara's Rachel. If you do Chalitza to Leah, it only doesn't work to...
No, at that point, it doesn't make a difference. Either one is the problem. What we're saying is, what did you solve? Because if you do chalitza to the tzaras rachel, that doesn't work either. Also, other tzaras kroy vas chalutzasai. So that both can't be...
No, but, okay. You're already ahead of me. The case of chalatz la'achayos, lo yiniftaru tzarais. The Gemara has a kasha on that. Because chalatz litzara, the Gemara said, is not a problem. Why? Right, the Gemara said like this. The Gemara said, if you do chalitza to the sisters, it doesn't pata the tzaras because it's achos isha, so it's a chalitza psula. So chalatz l'tzaras also, it should be chalitza psula because it's tzaras achos isha bezika. So the Gemara says, ain zika. So now the question is, ain zika, why does the chalitza not work for the sisters? Why doesn't it pata the tzara? So the Gemara basically says it does, right? If you do chalitza to the sisters, the Gemara is saying it works for the chalitza, but it's not going to work for tzaras Rachel. So the Gemara says it's going on tzaras da alma, meaning when we say it paters the tzara, it's going on Saras da Alma. One more time. The Gemara had a kasha. The same way if you do chalitza to the sisters, it shouldn't pater the tzara. If you do chalitza to the tzara, it shouldn't pater the sisters because it's also a chalitza psula. So the Gemara wanted to say, ein zika. So if it's Ein Zika, you should be able to do Chalitza to the sisters. So the Gemara said, I understand the Tzara of Rachel you cannot pater. Why? Because the Chalitza of Leah of Rachel will not be good. But the Tzara of Leah, it should pater. So the Gemara says, Ein Echanami. It's going on the Tzara of Rachel. The Tzara of Rachel, it doesn't pater. If you do chalitza to Leah, it does not pater the tzara of Rachel. That's what it means. And tzaras is going on, tzaras alma. So what's the kasha, ihachi chalatz l'tzaras, niftaru achayos? If you do chalitza to the tzara, it paters the sisters. So it means you did chalitza. Rav Nasa, who did you do chalitza to in this case? You first did.
Then you have the same problem. Well, how does it solve it by giving to the tzaras?
No, but read the words. I'm not up to you yet. How do you read the words? Ihachi.
That was what Shmuel said. But the question is, atzaras rachel mipatra. How does it help? How does it patra?
So who are you doing chalitza to? Who are you doing chalitza to? Both. What do you mean Leah's regular chalitza? We're talking about to the tzara.
Leah, not the tzara, but then you do Rachel.
Why Leah not the tzara? It says...
It works.
No, but it says chalatz l'tzarais. So who's... Right?
Right, so the Gemara can explain that.
No, 1 second. How do you read the words? Chalatz l'tzarais. Right? The Gemara... How do we read? Ihachi. Chalatz l'tzarais niftar achayais. So you're doing, tell me the story. There were
you
two.
Chalitza to the tzaras.
Which, so tell me, tzaras who? First you do chalitza to who?
Leah. Leah get chalitza first.
No, but I'm talking about the tzara of Leah, yeah?
Okay.
So first you're doing chalitza to the tzara of Leah. Ihachi chalatz the tzarais niftar achayos. So you're doing chalitza to the tzara of Leah. Fine, and that's going to pater Leah. Then you do chalitza to the tzara of Rachel. No? You're muted.
Yes.
Then,
yes.
So you're doing chalitza to the tzara of Rachel, but what's the question? That... Why doesn't the chalitza the tzara of Rachel work?
Because it's the case of tzaras
krivas halutzata. Of tzaras Rachel mi miftura. If you do chalitza to tzaras Rachel, what is it going to pater? Is it going to pater Rachel? Vatnan osir adam b'tzaras krivas halutzata. Oh, that's the pshat. How I understand if you do chalitza to the tzara of Leah. It's going to pater Leah. But if now you do go and do chalitza to the tzara of Rachel, how could it pater Rachel? Because I wasn't allowed to marry tzaras Rachel, because tzaras Rachel is tzaras achos chalutzasai.
So the Gemara was saying that when it said ihachi chalutz la tzaris nitu achos, the statement that we said that if you do chalitza to the tzaris, it paters Rachel and Leah, how is that possible? I understand by Leah, but
Atzara's
Rachel,
mi miftara. Right. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Atzara, the Rachel, mi miftara. Achalitza, the Tzara, if you do Chalitza, the Tzara, mi miftara, Rachel. Vahatnan, Rashi, the Achaitz, also the Matzara's Krav, the Chalitza, filu loyos, the Tzarasa, me'echav, ela minachri. Even if they were just a Tzara from a stranger, v'tai ma'asam, farash, vachanami, yava, boy, levim, loymos, you could not do Yibam. Says the Gemara, a very novel reading over here. Shmuel Nami, Shmuel also, Hischil v'loy Hischil ka'amar. If he began and he didn't begin, he's talking about. Hischil ba'achayos, lo yigmar b'tzarais. If you begin with sisters, you cannot complete with tzarais. If you begin with sisters, you cannot complete with tzarais. What does that mean? Detnan osar adam b'tzaras krayvas chalutzasai. Rashi. Hischo ba'achoyos shecholatz l'leya. If you did, right like this, you did chalitza to a sister, then you cannot then do a chalitza to the tzara, because that tzara is osar to you and it's going to be a chalitza grua. But chizchel b'tzorois, if you began with the tzara, yigmar af b'achos, you could even do chalitza to the other sister, because the tenan mutter adam b'kroivas tzaras chalutzasai, it's permitted for a person to marry the relative of the tzara of your chalitza. In other words, if you began with, let's say, tzaras Leia, you could even do chalitza to Rachel, because a person is mutter to the relative of the tzara of your chalitza. So that's what Shmuel meant. Cholatz la'achoyos. If you began with a sister, you cannot complete with a tzara. And if you began with a tzara, you could finish up with a sister. Ravashi Amar. Ravashi said, La'olam kidder ka'amret. No, really, we're going to go back to reading it like we said the whole time. Rashi says, "Lo'olam kida amar Shmuel bereisha." We're going to go back to the original reading of Shmuel. Chalatz la'achoyos. If you did chalitza to the sister, lo niftaru tzarais. It's not going to pater the tzara. Why? Because of yesh zika, and the right. Like we started off, if you do chalitza to the sister, it doesn't work for the tzara, because the tzara, because the sister is achos zikukasai. And it's not going to work for the tzara. We asked if you do for the tzara, it shouldn't work for the sister either, because the tzaras are what? Tzaras achos de kukasai, says the Gemara. Umishum duloy alima zika, the zika is not strong, le shavuye, le tzara ke erva, to make the tzara like an erva. Meaning, Einachanami, the same way the sisters are Achas Kukasai, the Tsaras are Tsaras Achas Kukasai, but the Zika of the Tsara is not going to be that much stronger, or the Zika of the Achas Kukasai is not going to make it that you can't marry the Tsarais Achas Kukase. The Lashon of the Gemara is that what? Mishum Delei Alima Zika, the Zika is not going to be strong enough to make it Litsara Ke'erva. Look at Rashi. Middle of the Rashi, Kasuk have it Tsarais Achas Zika, Vaviki Achas Kuka, Gufa Lo, Vahavio Ki Achas Kuka, Gufa Lohi. It's not Mamish Achas Zikuka. Delei Alima Zika Lashuya, Litsara Ke'erva. And the Rabbanon were only goys are achas kukasai and not saras achas kukasai. Says the Gemara Tani Kvasid Rav Ashi, we learned in a brisa like Rav Ashi cholatz achoyos. If you do chalitza to the sisters, loy niftaru tsarais, halitz tsarais. But if you do to the tsarais, niftaru achoyos. My taima isn't the reason lav mishum deksara yesh zika. Isn't it because of yesh zika? However, the zika is not strong enough to make the tsara like an erva, v'lay alima zikla shuri tsara ke'erva, like Rav Ashi, and not like the first answer of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Rav Abba Ramam ul Hamani beishamahi. You know who it's like? Really, I'll tell you. Ain zika. I ain zika, then you should be able to do yibum, excuse me, you should be able to do chalitza to the sisters also. Hamani b'shama he d'tam b'shama matirin hatsores la'achin. So this is going according to b'shama. In other words, we had a kasha. We wanted to prove really yesh zika, but the zika is not going to be strong enough to asa the tsara. So the Gemara says, no, excuse me, really yesh zika. However, when it comes to the tsara, it goes like b'shama. B'shama doesn't even asa the tsara at all. Says Gemara, Yehachi, Yevume Nami, Tisyabim. If this is going like Beishamai, you should be able to do Yibam. Yevume Nami, Tisyabim, you should be able to do Yibam. Says the Gemara, Kirab Yochanan ben Nuri. This goes like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Amar. Do you remember we had the Gemara earlier on Yud Gimel and Beis Yudala and Bet Beis? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri wanted to make Shalom between Beishamai and Beis Hillel, so he said, let's make a Takana to do chalitza to tzaris and not yibam. So to in order to reconcile Beisham with Beis Hillel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, we're going to do chalitza and not yibam. But the reason really you could do yibam, but this is after the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Aibam ar marloi, speak of ligmar zadar ad shenit v'asha, but they never had a chance to be mesakein to do chalitza and not yibam. That's true, but later on in history, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, achrav chazu v'tiknu, after Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and after they didn't have a chance to make this takana, they were able to implement this takana. Okay, Rabbis, we're going to hold it over here. And sorry, I'm going to call it a day over here. I have Marav now, okay? Kol tov, everyone. Agute Nacht. It's very, for me, it was a very hard Gemara. So we have to chazer. Shkoyach, everyone. Have a great night. Shkoyach for everyone's help.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.